being present. It seems so easy to lay claim to the idea that we are in the right here, right now. Yeah, that's not always true. The mind and body are constantly locked in on the activation of ongoing thoughts. A great example. No matter how chilly beautiful this new day is, the bright sun remains, the spring green in the trees and the long tall forest grasses, it's right there. The image is painted of peace. And my wife, for 4 days, wants to know why the family up the hill in this forest has 3 goats. I mean, we can't hear them. We've never seen them. But word has reached our side of the forest that that family has 3 goats. My wife doesn't think it's odd that we have 3 doves in our home, especially since doves usually are found in the forest and we listen to them every morning. But she is so fixed on thinking about those 3 goats. Being present isn't thinking about something that is rumored, but truly being in a moment of now. I don't want to go visit Goatland, USA, just to understand why it's pulling her from this place of mindfulness. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. I'm the silent wolf. I sit on the sidelines and I listen. I touch things. I study. I do things to help create a conversation while being very much aware of what is in our right now. This is The Daily Mess. I think it's pretty weird of us to be binge watching a reality TV show that's geared 100% on doing all things Christmas. Have you done that? It's mid-May, not late November into December. I bump into so many people that struggle with how fast retail stores jump into the next holiday season. Yet, we'll watch a program that's light years away from the holly jolly time of year. Then again, don't we have Christmas in July sales each year? At times, I wouldn't mind listening to great Christmas music outside the holiday boundary. I've been known to say that I celebrate Christmas every single day. And I'll tell you where that started. After I had my heart attack on July 21st, 2019, the age of 47. I live it in the way that every single day is Christmas. So much so that in my dining room, come visit my house, there's still a Christmas tree set up and it's lit up. Yep, year-round, heavily decorated. A local movie theater has caught on to this vibe that I'm sharing, and they've got a Christmas tree in their movie theater lobby. They use it to help promote movies. So maybe that's what's missing from our lives. A Christmas tree. Or your favorite holiday. What if it's Halloween? Does it really have to be put away? Maybe your favorite time of year is President's Day, because no matter what day it would be, you would get a mattress at a lower price. That's where we are today. We are so stuck in our way of saying, this is the only time that we can celebrate this particular holiday. And it's like, well, what about the rest of the year? For instance, like the month of May is Mental Health Month. And in every conversation that I'm sharing with these experts, I'm going, look, we've got to reach beyond May 31st. I know that MTV has this special day on the 16th that is going to be directed 100% toward mental health. But we need to be beyond May 31st. But how do we change? Or do we want to? I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.